My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Always get fired up for the NHL. It's already underway. It started last Friday, in earnest on Tuesday night. But the Capitals, boys and girls, and babes, for those of you that know that term from Alex Ovechkin 6 years ago, it hasn't started for the Capitals, and it won't start until Saturday night at Capital One Arena against the New Jersey Devils. Tonight's also a big night at Capital One Arena. We'll give you some details on that. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Capitals defenseman Rasmus Sandin, and he's with us here on the Team 980. Rasmus, it's Chris Russell and my partner Linnell Willingham.
Yes, sir,
thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing this, I should say. How are you?
What's going on, brother?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you making some time for us, no doubt about it. I was just mentioning, you know, the Devils and the Sabres opened up in Prague last Friday and Saturday. You guys are going to play the Devils on Saturday night. The Devils are going to play three games before you guys even get to them on Saturday night. Is that kind of weird that, you know, you have these teams that are getting the oil running through the engine and you guys are just sitting here, you know, kind of playing out the preseason slate last weekend, but now with a bunch of practices and not able to get onto the ice in a real game?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? I mean, they had the privilege to play in Europe here in the beginning of the year, so they started ahead of everyone else. But at the same time, we get to see some games over on TV now and build up some excitement. So I just think all of us are just very excited for Saturday night.
Obviously, looking back at last year, you know, the start of the season was obviously good. You guys had a rough patch in the middle, but down the stretch and during that stretch run, you guys went on a lot of help from the special teams, which you were obviously a huge part of. How much of a point of emphasis is that to start the year this time around?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, every game is important. I mean, all the points will count at the end towards the end of the regular season. So, I mean, we're obviously going into every single game like we're going to win it. Probably not going to happen that we go 82-0, but
hey, Rasmus, if you do that, that would be great. We'll take all the credit if you don't want to take the credit.
You know what? I thought that would be fantastic, but you know, the odds are probably not on our side of going 82-0. You know, that's our mindset. We're going in to try to win every single game, and yeah, I mean, we're trying to focus on ourselves, and I feel like we have a great group this year, and feels a little bit different, so. In a good way. So I'm just super excited to get this thing going.
Yeah, we'll get to some of the changes in a sec. But going back to last season, the ebbs and flows of an 82-game regular season, I know the playoffs didn't go the way you guys won. You had to sit out the last couple of games of the regular season as the team was really making that extra tight push all the way down to the final game in Philadelphia. Then the first three games of the Rangers series because of your health, not because you weren't good enough to be in the lineup, but because of your health. How frustrating, how exhilarating. What was the emotions that you remember of going through, again, all the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs?
Well, I mean, you're trying, especially when it's about those things like your own health and stuff. So you're trying to stay calm and trying to, you know, focus on that. But it's tough. I just remember watching because it was so tight there at the end. I just remember being so nervous. And as soon, I mean, I usually don't get too nervous when I play, but when you're outside watching the game, I mean, first off, it's very easy to play the game from up top. But I was just so super, super nervous for every single game that went on. But I mean, we got to the playoffs, which was one of our, you know, part goal for us. And obviously we didn't have the greatest playoff series against the Rangers, but you know, new season. I just, you know, thinking back about it, I'm just, I'm happy. I feel good now, and nothing's bothering me. So I'm just excited to get going here.
You know, you guys have been pretty active, you know, during free agency, making trades, dishing out money. How is the camaraderie right now in the locker room with some of the new guys that you have brought in? And, you know, how much of an emphasis do you have to try and, you know, get these new guys accustomed to the Capitals way?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I mean, the new guys, I mean, we have a bunch of new guys, but all of them are really, really good guys. Mm-hmm. Super happy we have them here. You know, first off, starting off with a guy like Taylor Radish. He was a guy we shared billet family, and we used to live together in the OHL in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I had some background with him, and the other guys are just awesome. You know, we've had some team building things, and got some time now to spend with each other, and starting to know each other very well. And the guys as well, they've been coming in like they've known other guys or the whole team since before. So I feel like the camaraderie and how we connect together is really, really good. So. That's what I meant with having a little bit of a different feeling this year. I feel like it's you know, I think all of us are just super excited because I feel like we have something special in this group, and we're just super excited to get going.
Capitals defenseman Rasmus Sandin joining us here on the BetQL guest hotline on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app as the Capitals get set to open up their 50th season Saturday night at Capital One Arena against the New Jersey Devils, who, again, are playing their third game already tonight before the Capitals even get to play one. Speaking of some of the new guys you brought in on the back end, Matt Roy, Jacob Chychrun, you know this, Rasmus, right? Because you signed a contract extension, late last March, I believe it was, you know, a year or so after you got traded here from Toronto. And you know it's a business, and you know it's stone cold. But is sometimes change and maybe a little uncomfortable disruption good for a team to kind of keep you guys on your toes? Or is it just... is it unwanted sometimes because there's guys that maybe you're close to that, you know, you don't get to play with anymore?
I mean, a little bit of both, especially in the beginning once it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially when you, I guess, like it in the other team and stuff. But then at the same time, you know, it is a business and we're a product. And, you know, I saw it in the perspective that the Caps really wanted me, and I was super happy of that.
Right.
Was very lucky to come to a fantastic organization in a great city. So, you know, I think both of what you said there, keeping guys on their toes. But, you know, for us, I don't think that's really the focus for any player that, oh, I might get traded or whatever. You know, the focus for us right now is just trying to start off hot here in the first couple games in the regular season and try to take it day by day, build on stuff, and get better every day. So, we're just super excited, and again, I think we have something special in this group.
Obviously, you guys are looking forward to Saturday, and that's where all of your attention is. But how would you describe, I guess, your preseason individually and how things have gone here for you to start this season?
Yeah, I mean, my preseason has been a little bit different. Mm-hmm. At first, my visa, I had some visa issues, and they wouldn't let me back in the country there for a little bit, but... So I got back a little bit late, you know, I got here and, you know, got enough time to get up to speed and feeling good around the teammates, getting to know all the new guys and feeling really good right now. So, you know, I got to play two preseason games and again, just feeling up to speed. I feel like myself and feel really, really good.
Yeah, Spencer Carberry, the head coach, who, of course, starts his second year, was talking about you. I think it was after the Boston preseason finale about how impressed he was with you. Your relationship with him, I think you guys worked together in Toronto for a little bit as well before you were traded here and before he came back here, if I'm remembering correctly, and then obviously all of last year. How would you describe that head coach to defenseman young player relationship?
Yeah, no, he's awesome, and you're right. I got to work with him a little bit in Toronto there. You know, obviously he had a different role in Toronto, mm-hmm. and so did I. But you know, he's a fantastic head coach. You know, he takes care of players very well. He stands up for them. He supports guys. He has a good communication with guys that what he expects from you, what he wants from you, and what you can do better. And he's you know, first year for him last year with being a head coach, mm-hmm. in the league, and did a tremendous job. So I think, you know, he's just going to keep growing and get even better himself as well. So, but we're lucky to have him in our team. And, you know, I feel like all players would say the same thing, that we all have a good relationship with him.
And just one other caveat to that. Did I read right that you had a non-traditional exit meeting with Carbs last year, right? Like, you guys didn't meet right after the season, kind of took a little bit of time to meet. Did I read that right?
Yeah, I mean, we did both kind of. I mean, we obviously met up after the season, after we lost against the Rangers there.
Okay.
And then after that, we kind of just wanted to go through everything and take a look at the season. So we both get both perspectives.
Gotcha.
On it. I think for me to reflect on it, you know, after you lose in the first round in the playoffs, I mean, it's tough. So at that time, you're kind of like, I don't want this. I just, you know, your head is not maybe in the right place. You kind of just want to get out of there and, you know, get going or whatever, do anything else. So I think you just wanted to get my perspective once you settle down a little bit and you can reflect on the previous season. And same for him. I mean, it's the same for every guy. I think everyone is just pissed and not happy about losing. So I think we took it a little bit later, too. So we kind of had a half and half a little bit right after and also a couple weeks later.
Gotcha.
A little bit of a lighter question for you here, Rasmus. Are there any places that you don't like playing because the fans are terrible or the stadium's bad or the opposing locker room doesn't treat you very well?
I mean, there's nothing like playing at home. I mean, at home here is just fantastic. But playing away in a bad place, I mean, I like when you get booed and stuff. I think that's awesome because I think that fires me up before the games. I don't know. Nothing. I mean, last year and the years before, I mean, Arizona hasn't been the most fun place to go to playing in a college game.
Hey, you know, Rasmus, I was watching that Utah Hockey Club thing on Tuesday night, man. That place is going to be, that place is going to be pretty electric compared to what you got used to in Arizona.
You know what? I did too, and it looked pretty electric.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun to go there and see how that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked way better than it's been the previous year.
No doubt.
But, you know, I'm excited to go there. It'll be fun time and get to go to the new city here in the States as well. So excited for that.
Yeah, you could tell Rasmus is a pro, right? He didn't want to say anything bad about anybody except for the team that doesn't exist anymore. Well done, Rasmus. I like it. I like it. One more for you. I mean, as we mentioned, you guys have this kind of weird lull in the schedule from the preseason last Sunday. I know you practiced at the arena, which is not usual, I guess, the other day. Tonight, you guys have an event at Capital One Arena that I think fans can still get tickets to. It's the 50th anniversary season. They're having Third Eye Blind, a lot of Capitals alumni. I believe the whole roster is going to be there. Are you looking forward to, seeing everybody and being in that?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That kind of environment.
Of course, of course. I mean, you know, the fans is always the ones that makes it special for us to come out and play in front of all the people. So getting to see some faces and get to chat with them a little bit, I think that's always exciting. So super excited to see how the night will turn out. And, the whole roster will be there. It's a good opportunity for us as a team to you know, spend some more time together before the season starts as well, but also to see, obviously, the faces that are in the crowd and cheering us on and giving us energy during the game. So it's always fun.
Yeah, Capital One Arena is one of the best places to watch hockey. I mean, you weren't here during the Stanley Cup run, and even building up to that, I mean, it's just such an electric atmosphere. So certainly hope you guys can bring that back even more so this year. We'd be remiss. I got to ask one last one. Do you sometimes go, holy bleep, I play with Alex Ovechkin?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, maybe not so much anymore. Starting to kind of get used to it now, but you know, that was one of the things I was like really nervous for coming in first time in the locker room after I got traded. And just to see him, I mean, he's been he was an idol for both me and my brother growing up. My brother also plays hockey, so for both of us, I mean, we've been looking at his highlights for basically our whole childhood, and I was really nervous to see him from the beginning, but I'd say like he's just such a super super guy. So he made it pretty comfortable being around him all the time, and he's hilarious, and he's obviously one of the goats in this game. So it's a privilege to play with him for sure.
No doubt. Well,
Rasmus, appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, man. We wish you all the best. You and your teammates. Looking forward to watching you guys on Saturday night and at the arena throughout the year. Best of luck, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
There you go. That's Rasmus Sandin from the Washington Capitals. Good spot with him. Good young defenseman. Going to be working a lot with Trevor Van Riemsdyk off the shoot to start the season here. And again, it's Saturday night. A lot of the games on 106.7, the Fan, a couple of times they wind up here. Certainly in the preseason they did on the Team 980. We'll let you know when that happens, but make sure you listen to the Capitals starting on Saturday night. And if you can still get tickets and whatnot, go to the Capitals 50th anniversary celebration tonight at Capital One Arena, featuring Third Eye Blind and all the alumni, and as Rasmus said, the rest of the team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.